Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jesse, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 8 of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., entitled The Things We Bury.
Yep, because they can't have a normal episode title.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. All right, so getting right into it, we have a difference in grading this week. I would go with a B+. I thought it was actually one of the better episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season.
Yeah, I'd give it a B-. Yeah, I think that it's a better episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, but I don't think that it's that great an episode of TV.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally grading it at this point, especially now that we're a season and a half in, I'm grading it against other S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes.
But, okay.
So one of the first things I wanted to talk about is, because I knew you'd have an issue with this, and I definitely have an issue with this, but it's just a weird thing that's happening on this show, which is that I feel like it has sort of an identity crisis, as likely in multiple ways. The first way is sort of representationally, because this show has more strong women than, like, any show I know on TV. It has, you know, we have May, Sky, Bobby, Simmons, and then we've also had Peggy, Lady Sif, and Maria Hill come in. They're all, you know, a lot of them are physically strong, a lot of them are really intelligent, but you have your big issue. Do you want to talk about?
Yeah, which is just that at this point, I think probably at least six, I haven't counted, but I think that six is a lowball estimate for number of women who've been murdered this season.
Yeah.
Just like
random side women just being killed off violently.
Yeah, pretty violently, and also like in ways where they're just seen as helpless. Like a lot of guys do die on the show,
yeah,
but usually they're like, you know, on a mission, or you know, they're trying to do something. And women, like for example, last episode, the one was literally just, oh, you seem familiar, and then she was just murdered in her home.
Yeah,
real, like, by being from shock from being carved into her body.
Yeah.
Just like one of the most
violent,
like,
yeah,
violent, and not only that, but like, what am I? What's
fetishistic,
Freudian,
yeah,
ways that you could possibly do it.
Just like this week, again, we have the incredibly violent attack on the doctor's wife, who we don't even have a name for her, Sky's mother.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't have a name, which is another. Yeah. Wait, no, she's Helga. Remember,
yeah,
he says
okay.
Helga at the end. For most of it, she doesn't have a name.
I do want to point out, interestingly. It is very specifically about the way they're showing it, because in this episode, more men died than women. We even had the brother, who's a more important character, get killed off. You know, Ward's brother dies in this episode. His
That's
dad
true.
Dies, and a bunch of men get shot during the Coulson fight. But it's all off screen. It's not like we see Coulson. It's not like we see Ward's brother get, you know, completely brutally murdered the way we see Sky's mother.
Yeah, even like when he gets his head smashed into the tree, it's done from like the opposite side. It's not that aggressive. It was actually like partly just a badly done stunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like the men, like all the men who get killed in the compound, they're like faceless drones who are just, you know, they are Hydra, and they're seen as really expendable.
Yeah.
But not like, yeah, they're not being played up for like the emotional death that we see in other characters. And then also, that sort of leads into one of my guns about this episode, which is that the promo for this episode was just a straight up lie.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's a thing a lot of promos do. I'm not going to blame the episode for it, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not blaming the episode, but like, for example, on Archer, at the beginning of the last season, for the season promo,
yeah,
they said an agent who's been on since the beginning dies. And then they killed off a side character who had a history of being shot by stray bullets and surviving, and he actually dies, so it's like a funny thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lie. And now, like, I just don't see, if the promos are just going to straight up lie, then I don't see any point in watching the promos.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, because they said somebody would die, nobody agent died.
Yeah.
I mean, the brother dying is kind of a big deal for me, but as far as the representation thing goes, I think it's interesting because I almost feel like they're not even realizing it, because I think they legitimately are trying, given the number of strong women that are on this show.
Yeah, I would actually change the word strong to badass, because some of these women have like really intricate personalities, but like I feel like even May, a lot, because she's so stoic.
Yeah.
We've had like a couple of moments of like, you know, deeper character development, but a lot of the time she's just really stoic, and we know that she could take apart any guy in the room
No, but
physically.
I don't think it's just badass. I think that we've seen, multiple sides of Simmons. She's and
Yeah,
I think
no,
Sky isn't just badass. Sky we've
that's
seen a
true.
lot from. I think you're really undercutting. I think
Yeah, I'm undercutting. Yeah, fair enough.
Bobby is incredibly intelligent and very badass and,
Yeah.
apparently
Okay.
has some I'm just saying that
Conceded.
I'm
Conceded.
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like they are trying and they just completely aren't even noticing what they're doing by killing off all these women. Which I can kind of understand because I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I could see why that would happen because how many Law and Order episodes start with a woman being killed? It's
Well,
just like
yeah, but also I don't think that Law and Order is
yeah, no,
like
but
a
I'm saying
the...
I can understand like I can understand why they wouldn't even notice it because it's just part of our society that that is what we're shown. And so
Yeah,
until
I think
you
you're not giving. I think you're being a little bit nice, but I can also see what you're saying.
yeah, I guess my point is what I'm saying is that it's become so prevalent that until like you started pointing it out and so I started reading about this stuff, I would not have noticed this at all that
Yeah, and
this
I
is
think that the
happening.
majority of people don't notice it. And that's part of the problem, is because it's so normalized in our culture that women just being killed for, like, the flashback at the end of the episode where it's the doctor and Helga, it's just like a absolutely stereotypical depiction of a man being, motivated by the death of his woman, and it's just shoddy storytelling, and
At the
it's
same time,
lazy.
okay, so, but, in the same, okay, so obviously it's happening too much, but at the same time, I think, I don't think we can say that it's, that you're not allowed to show a woman get brutally murdered. I think that that is sexist to set, to suggest that. What, just do it less? Do the men more? What are you actually looking for?
I think that there are lots better ways to progress the storyline than to brutally murder women. I think that they're doing it way too much. But it's also, you can't just base it on this show alone. You have to look at this show in the context of greater media. Part of it is it's also not just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., of the shows that we're talking about on this podcast, has been the worst of the season. But
As far as this issue,
this particular issue. But I think that they need to do it less. They need to make the plot revolve less around that. And sometimes the plot revolves around, and then other times it's just done sort of for the sake of it, it seems like. I think they just need to be a lot more considerate of the politics of what they're doing.
I think it's very interesting to see how these different shows are all failing in different ways. Like, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing such a better job in the character department than like Gotham is. Gotham pretty much only has Catgirl as a even remotely positive female character. Everybody else is terrible, but they're not killing them off as routinely. So
Yeah, I mean,
it,
still a little bit, but not as much.
yeah, but yeah, it's. I mean, I think the men have been about equally on Gotham, but yeah, it's. Yeah, no, it's an issue. But so that aside, let's sort of move forward.
Okay, yeah, so pros.
So I have a list here of we learned a lot this episode. We learned basically how Whitehall is as young as he is. We learned who Skye's mother was. We learned the Doctor's motivations. We learned that the Diviner came from blue aliens who are looking for certain humans that are worthy of them, and that it opens up the city and holds the power inside. And so all roads point towards the Inhumans, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
and yeah, no, I think so too. I think that's becoming pretty clear. Or they're going to introduce some other group, which, like, I still think is possible, because the Inhumans movie is so far off. It seems weird that they start doing this storyline this early, and they also haven't specifically said that they're going to call them Inhumans in the Avengers, that being Quicksilver,
Scarlet Witch,
Scarlet Witch. But I mean, it could totally be. It's going to be some subgroup of metahuman type characters. Yeah, so I think that's interesting. I think that, like, in this episode, they didn't specifically say it, but I think it's pretty evident that it's the Kree or the blue aliens.
I think that's pretty clear. Yeah, and so one thing I don't know if I mentioned actually on the air yet is that I've been doing some reading and realized that the Kree actually helped create the Inhumans by experimenting on humans. So the fact that there's a blue alien involved and the Diviner and all that stuff, sort of all of it seems to point in that direction. I also thought it was notable that like the Doctor is outright saying Skye isn't her real name, so it the reveal of what her actual name is probably going to be a big deal. Did you see the reveal of Skye's mother being that character? Did you see that it was going to be her mother from the get-go, or did does that was surprising to you?
I didn't see it coming, but I also wasn't, especially because she was such a nothing character, that I wasn't like, oh my God, she's Skye's mother, because she was introduced to this episode. I don't think she said a word. Did she
She
say anything?
said some words at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember because
I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure. They weren't in. I mean, so the biggest my okay. I will first of all say that I kind of got it at early on because I guess I thought maybe because I actually think she looks kind of like Skye. I was like, oh, she looks kind of like Skye. She's around the right age.
interesting that you say that, like, just because that actress has a really specific looking face.
Yeah, and I actually think that like the sort of I don't know. I think that their faces look kind of some. Maybe that's my opinion, but.
Also, I think that it was a huge waste of that actress, unless they're bringing her back in other flashbacks, or maybe she'll be on
Probably.
Agent Carter.
Oh,
But
yeah.
it, yeah, it's just that actress, for anyone who doesn't know, her name is, I might be pronouncing this incorrectly, but I think it's pronounced Deacon Lachman.
I've heard Deacon Lochman, but I may be
Okay,
wrong.
I have
But,
never heard it before. I just
yeah.
looked it up. So Deacon Lachman, and she was on Dollhouse as the character Sierra, is the place that I know her most from. And she's a fantastic actress. And I think that they probably put her on mostly because she was on Dollhouse, so
Yeah.
Whedon fans would know, would see her and be like, excited.
Yeah.
That was actually my
Yeah,
reaction when
me
she first
too.
came on screen. I wrote down Sierra exclamation point
But
woo.
my reaction was actually kind of the opposite. It was, why are they wasting her? As soon as
Well,
I
no, because I didn't
yeah.
realize they were going to waste her.
Yeah. No, but I think she totally can be an Agent Carter. I think
No,
that's
yeah,
totally
totally.
possible. I will say, so she was just had a big stint on the 100, which so if you're a fan of hers, I would check her out.
Yeah.
On that, but yeah, no. So I was kind of a bummer to see that. So, but we did. I also don't even really get. So we got the reveal of how Whitehall is young, but I also don't really get what he did. He just took her blood or something. Like, what did he do?
He took everything she could give.
It didn't make
Throw
that.
away the rest.
It didn't make
Yeah,
any sense.
no, yeah,
But,
it's like he's a crazy good Nazi scientist and
yeah.
he figured out how to get that part of her essence into
I
his body.
still am not 100% on board for Hydra in general in the Marvel Universe. Like, when I first saw Winter Soldier, I was like, I don't know about this. Nazis still around that survived for 70 whatever years and went from generation to generation. It's so cartoony. I still
It's
don't
pretty
know.
cartoony, but everything in the Marvel Universe is
Yeah.
cartoony. And
No, but
also, the fact of the matter is, there are still Nazis today.
yeah, but that.
And like, obviously, not in the kind of force that we see in this.
Yeah.
I think that it kind of works. I think that it's important for S.H.I.E.L.D. to have a nemesis.
Yeah, I agree.
I do th like, I wish that S.H.I.E.L.D. was airing a lot closer to the season when the movies were coming out,
Yeah.
because it's, like we talked about last week, it's dragging.
Well, so I do want to point out a couple of references. They referenced Pierce again this episode, and they referenced I forget what his name. I think his name's like Baron von Strucker or something like that, who's the guy you see in the post-credit scene with
Yeah.
Quicksilver. Last week they referenced him. So he's off in Europe doing stuff. So it's just I do at least enjoy those connections. I do also do want to point out so the characters themselves also learned a bunch this episode that we knew but they didn't really know. Well, also they learned the location of the city which we hadn't heard of before, and they learned about the whole Whitehall not aging thing, which they hadn't even known before this episode. So it's interesting because yes, I agree with you. I mean, I have as one of my cons that somehow the show still feels slow, even though we're learning a lot and a ton is happening, going from thing to thing to thing. It still feels slow. I mean, because you can't look at if you look at these on paper, this is a ton of stuff that happened in this episode. This
Yeah,
is like,
I think that what it comes down to is my main con, and it's just one that's popped up in the last few episodes of this show, is that there are way too many characters in way too many different places doing way too many different things. There's not a central driving focus to the episode.
yeah.
Like this episode, I'm going to compare it to Arrow for a second.
Yeah.
So in an episode of Arrow, especially last season, usually there was the main
Oliver
arc
plot.
with, yeah, there was the Oliver plot within the episode.
Yep.
There was how it connected to the overarching plot, and there was a parallel flashback.
And usually a side thing with like
And,
Laurel
yeah, and
or
like a little
Thea or
side
something.
thing,
Yeah.
but you found out within like the first 5 minutes of the episode what the major dramatic goal and question was of the episode. What is Oliver going to do about X? And this show, partly because it's an ensemble
Yeah,
show,
I don't think actually Arrow is a good example. because it isn't. Because Arrow is not an ensemble show.
No,
Yes, it
yeah, no,
has a
I
lot of
know, but I think
characters, but
yeah, but maybe I'm just discovering that I'm not a huge fan of ensemble shows.
yeah.
But I also feel like there wasn't any like there was no consistent theme through this episode.
Yeah, but I
I
also
just
feel like
felt
themes can be really hokey. Like I thought
they can be.
last week's Arrow was incredibly theme focused, and I thought that it was a to the detriment of the episode. I agree with you that there are too many in some ways, and I know that you like also feel like some of them are like superfluous. At the same time, I kind of like that some of them are because I don't feel like we should know everything about every character because it should be an organization that he has control of. And so, like, I don't necessarily feel like I need to know everything about Mac or whatever, but at the same time, I definitely do agree that one Trip got shot. My reactions were twofold. They were, oh, don't kill the black guy. Why are you doing that? But also, well, maybe you should kill the black guy because he has no personality and he's not really, he's kind of bringing the show down. We don't need him.
You know, especially after the promo, I was like, in that scene, I was like, oh, wait, I recognize this from the promo. This is where action is finally going to start happening
Yeah.
in this episode. There was all, you know, there were like a few little things, but I felt sort of similar to last week in that I felt like there were a lot of just scenes of talking and or not as bad as last week,
Yeah,
at least.
I don't
Like, it was
have that
fine.
feeling as far as not. I didn't really mind the lack of action because I actually thought the talking was leading to revelations, whereas last week I didn't really feel like we were. I thought we had like one revelation of the city, but otherwise not much. So.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel I feel like I'm not sure what kind of a show I'm watching, like what genre I would put it in. It's sort of an espionage show,
I think
and
it's mostly an espionage. I it's
yeah,
it.
but like they aren't really usually, especially this season, it feels like most of the time they're like trying to set up electronics, really,
Yeah.
and like that's their goal is to get to a place so they can set up electronics so they can do some research,
Yeah.
and they're not allowed to because they're an outlaw organization, and that's like the crux. And
Yeah.
as opposed to like, I'm trying to think of another good espionage example, like
Archer.
Ocean's 11, I guess,
Yeah.
would be, you know, it's like a pretty comparable thing. It's a big ensemble thing, but they have a really concrete goal that they are working through stages in order to get to, but all of those stages like are interesting along the way. And also, I think that can afford to have a little bit more talking and a little bit less happening because,
Well, that's a
one
movie.
small piece.
Yeah.
Because it's a
Well,
movie.
can I ask you? So, I think a better example to compare between ensemble show-wise is Gotham. And so, do you think that Gotham actually does it better? Because I don't know. I haven't
You know,
really.
Gotham is an ensemble.
I mean, kind of. I mean, every single week we have to see Fish and we
That's
have to see
true.
Penguin and we have to see Bruce and. I mean, honestly, most episodes, I feel like Bruce or Fish has more going on than just. Than Gordon, who's just doing a one-off thing that doesn't really matter a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, it's interesting. I think that that's totally true. It's just that I think that it's shoddy storytelling. Yeah, okay, no, I think that for a lot of this season of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've actually really liked it. The last two episodes, I've made me real nervous about how I feel about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think that in the last 2 weeks, Gotham has actually been putting out better episodes than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's interesting that you think that. I mean, like, it's definitely very interesting because I do know, like, overall, most people didn't like season one when you were liking season one, and the last two episodes have been the episodes that have been getting people excited. So you have a very different, but no,
Yeah,
it's just
I think it's
interesting.
that a lot of people are willing to like be excited by the things that are happening in the episode because of what it means for the next week.
Yeah.
And like, I'm excited for the future, but I want to also be excited for now.
See now, okay, but I was excited for now, so I'm gonna say a few of my positives this week.
Okay.
I mean, I was excited by yes, I mean, okay, just the hints of about the Inhumans coming being more and more is about the future, but just the fact that I feel like it's becoming more solid, and just the fact that they found the city in one episode. Who I thought it was gonna take them to the finale. I was like, holy crap, they actually
I
did
kind of
some.
wanted it to take them a while
Yeah,
long.
so but the thing is, but it's making me excited because I'm like, I literally have no idea what they're doing. I have no idea. What are they gonna do? They're gonna get to the Inhuman city next week? What does that mean? Like, what? So was it a different city? I have no idea. So that part of it is making me excited because it almost has the same feeling I had after we watched Winter Soldier, and I was like, what are they gonna do now? It's totally what's happening because I'm like, how can they possibly getting here now? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I
So.
think that you're being very optimistic about that, and I'm like, oh no, they're doing things in a way that doesn't make any sense.
But
Hope they have a good idea of what they're doing because I'm not convinced.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess what I'm saying, but I'm not saying I'm being optimistic that it's going to be amazing. It's more just that I'm excited by the not knowing. By not being able to predict what they're doing, that makes me excited. I also thought that the reveal of the doctor and his stuff, I think the doctor's really fun to watch. I think Ward is really fun to watch. I actually loved his scenes with his brother. I thought those were really interesting. I liked Fitz's stuff. I loved Bobby's stuff. I think Bobby's a really cool, engaging character who's definitely needs still more work,
No,
but
yeah,
like
I thought that Bobby and I thought Bobby was one of the better aspects of the episode
yeah.
for most of it. Especially, I thought that like her interrogation techniques were really like way better than any of the other interrogation techniques I think we've seen on the show, except for maybe Skye, which is interesting that those two characters by far have the best techniques. And then, but I was a little bit bummed out that at the end it was like, we're going to resolve the sexual tension.
Well, I don't think it is resolved. I think it was just like so. But I do agree that for me, the lower point about Bobby and Hunter this week is that they're talking about a lot of things that happened in the past, and I don't know actually what happened. So when they're arguing about the past, I don't know whose side that I'm on. I don't know whether she actually isn't trustworthy, or if I don't know if he's being misogynistic, or if she actually is a messed up person. I don't know if she should be trusted or not. There's nothing to show me so far that she shouldn't, so he just kind of comes off like a dick.
I think that he's a little bit of a dick.
And so not only am I not like invested in their fights because I don't know who to side with, I'm also not invested with their potential rekindling yet, just because I don't really know where they're coming from. They're just vaguely hinting at things.
I think that a lot, I think this is all coming from there being too many characters and a lack of focus on the show. Because, like, there were so many things happening in this episode that every time we switched to a new plot line, I had to remind myself, wait, this was happening. That was this episode. Because there was just. There were so, I think there were, let's see, there was war storyline, there was Bobby interrogating her, there was
Flashbacks.
flashbacks, there
Coulson's
was
story.
yeah, the Coulson and Skye and
Trip.
Trip story.
Fitz kind of had his
Fitz
own
was
thing.
kind of going on his own. Yes, yeah, so there were like five storylines, which is that means that each storyline was getting 12 minutes of a 42-minute show.
Well, I mean,
Or no,
not
not
actually.
12 minutes of an hour.
Fitz didn't get 12 minutes.
No,
I
but like
mean,
on average.
sure. I mean, yeah, I don't. I agree that they can't do this every week. So what is your solution? Well, okay, so let me first of all say that you haven't watched Lost, right?
No, and I've
So to me, Lost is one of is probably the benchmark for ensemble shows in recent memory. Maybe that or like how they're doing Orange is, oh, actually Game of Thrones you could also say too, but Lost had way more characters than this, and it did it dealt with it by centering each episode on a specific character, and I kind of feel like they should be aiming with that a little bit more here, but I also feel like you do need to trim some of the fat, which I don't know how you do, because the thing is they had the right number of characters and then they added Mac, Trip, Hunter, and Bobby, and
Yeah, and then
And the doctor. So.
and that now they're doing villain POVs. Oh yeah, actually yeah, no, that's a sixth storyline.
Who?
Yeah, the Doctor and Whitehall's scenes. First season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the team was really small enough that it could be about the relationships between all the characters, and you could have it be focused on a character without losing the other characters. Like there was the episode where they really focused on Simmons, and that really worked because it was focusing on Simmons, but it was still with all these other
To be
characters.
fair, they did that this season too with Simmons, and that was a
No,
good
yeah, they
episode.
did. Yeah, and I really liked that episode.
I do think so. The thing that my difference between, I think, between you and me is that, yes, last season was the right number of characters, but I also think the characterization was a lot weaker last season. I think that despite the fact that they have so many characters this season, the characterization is vastly improved.
I think that's generally
I
true,
mean,
but like for some characters, not for all of them.
Fitz is a lot stronger. I think Skye's stronger. Ward's stronger. Bobby it was great off the bat. Hunter was a little bit more interesting. Hunter's more interesting than Ward
Yeah.
was the first half of last season. And
No,
like,
sure. Yes, that's all true, but like so I think that approximately the same number of people, like maybe one or two more people, have had better characterizations this season, but there's still like five or six other characters
All
that are
right,
like there's Mac, Hunter, Trip.
so how do we deal with this without bad representation?
I think
Because
that
you have to kill Trip. You have to.
no, or you split up the team. and like have characters start guest starring instead of being series regulars.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that they could totally do that. I think they could have two teams of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and have the focus be with different teams depending on what's happening. I think that they should do a lot more focus through mostly one character, maybe two characters in opposition.
I also think they should have some people just leave. Yeah, that's like you made a very good point that I hadn't even wasn't thinking is like people can be off the show permanently without being murdered. They
Yeah,
yeah, so
totally. Yeah.
like
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways that they might end up, like, they can say, something bad can happen without it being murder that they, like, have to,
The
but they decide to retire from being an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
problem for me is that there really aren't Trip is literally the only person I want gone. I'd be sad if anybody else left.
Yeah, I think that Mac's usefulness, especially because Fitz is getting so much better, which I'm not necessarily 100% on board with because I really like his struggle. I'm happy for him as a character, but like I want to see more struggle. His usefulness is dwindling. I think that a lot of his characteristics also could have been incorporated into a different character. I think that now that Skye is a field agent, I think Trip is totally expendable.
Yeah,
I
totally.
think Hunter is honestly, except for the fact that he juxtaposes with
Bob,
Mockingbird, he's pretty expendable, but like I also.
he didn't have to be though. I think that the other thing that I'm kind of bummed about with Hunter is I thought that his sort of big introductory episode, I know it wasn't his actually first episode, but his episode that was centered around him where he sort of double crossed them and all that stuff set him up for a much more interesting character than he ended up being. And I'm still like what the fact that promise is there that he could end up being more of a mercenary and double crossing them at the wrong moment or do it going out for his himself at the wrong moment. That part of it is why I don't really want to suggest see him killed off or whatever. But
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Did he have like a good reason?
yeah,
Or
because
no, because
the woman
that
got
guy.
killed.
Yeah, okay. So, but like besides that, he didn't like have another strong reason to double cross Shield, and now he seems to like be really sincerely loyal to Shield.
Yeah, but I still think
Like
that.
he's
But
a little bit wary because they're all
I think they're
spies.
sort of setting up both him and Mockingbird to not be completely trustworthy, not because they're like evil or anything, but just because they're out for themselves in the long run. I still think that you could easily make a shift where, for some reason, it was no longer in his best interest to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. and he did what he needed to do. So I still feel like that's a possibility. But actually, that's also another way to get him off the show is by having him do something like that.
Yeah, like remember how Ward could have been like I like Ward this season, but there's no specific reason that Ward had to be in this season. They could have
Except that it's
he
awesome.
was 100% set up to be completely written out of the show.
But I'm really glad they didn't do
No, yeah, because he's
that.
great, but
He's like his scenes are my favorite scenes, honestly. So okay, we need to sort of end out here because we're going way long. But I do just the last thing I did want to say about the Ward thing is that the ending of him having killed them both and using that confession and sort of now the world hates his brother for forever and he finally gets his revenge thing I thought was interesting, but it also felt kind of anticlimactic because I felt like there was more that could have happened between those two characters. But I think I saw in your notes that you feel like okay, Ward's officially evil now, which I don't actually
Yeah, no,
agree
it's
with.
still ambiguous, but I'm not sure that it's ambiguous good.
Well, it's no, I think that it's I think that it's he is he's irredeemable, which I think that was true weeks ago. I honestly, I don't think he's redeemable, but I think that that's what's interesting about him is that he's still trying to, and it's never gonna
Yeah,
work.
also, I mean, it's never going to work for you and me. I have no faith that they won't try to redeem him.
Really? I think they've proven it to me. I think they've proven to me that like no matter what happens, Skye is still gonna hate him, and that's what's really interesting about his character is that he's trying to be
I bet that his redemption comes when he sacrifices himself to save Skye.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I really don't. I think he's gonna think that it will, and then it's still not going to. And maybe that's wishful thinking, but I've been very impressed about how they've handled it so far. She hasn't given a single inch. The way he's going about these things, though he thinks he's doing good, just isn't in a way that's making him. They're not. It's not like they're slowly softening up to him. He still murdered all these people. He killed his brother. He killed his parent. Like, it's. They're not backing down on him doing
Yeah.
awful things.
Yeah, also, like, do you think that we're now supposed to, like, totally believe that his brother did actually force him to do it?
Yeah, I believe it.
except for the fact that he didn't admit it until he was at the point of about to be killed. So he's at that point where he'll say whatever he can to save his own life.
Yeah, but
so
it felt sincere to me. I guess. I mean, maybe partially I'm just saying it because if it wasn't true, then I just feel like I don't have a handle on the character anymore.
Except that's how I feel.
I felt like it was true. I felt like we were supposed to think it was true. I didn't think we should see it as ambiguous. But I do want to also say that I 100% don't think that he's actually with Hydra. I think I don't think you're supposed to. I'm not sure whether you're supposed to think that, but I don't think he's actually with
Hydra. Yeah, I think he's out for himself.
Yeah. But I think it's a very interesting dynamic with those three characters together, with the Whitehall and the Doctor and Ward. Because also, the Doctor is out for himself, so he's like a different shade of Ward. We'd have too many characters.
Yeah, there's so... It's huge. And also, you know, it's making me really nervous for the Infinity Duo.
The Infinity Duo?
Yeah, or, you know, Infinity War Part 1
yeah.
Part 2.
Yeah.
Because those are going to have like 30 characters apiece.
I'm not worried about that because I know that going in, and I know that's not what the movie's about. Those movies are going to be about excess. That's the point. And if you don't like that, well, yeah, then be worried. But
so I'm worried because so far most of the movies have been pretty character driven.
Yeah, but I'm also
and I've really enjoyed that. And even Avengers, which you know had a ton of spectacle and excess, was still like. There was a lot of characterization of a lot of the characters. I was really impressed. Like, that's one of my favorite ensemble films.
Yeah.
Just generally, even.
Yeah.
Because they did such a good job of developing each character and giving each character enough time to develop.
Yeah, but so but my point is that I don't feel like giving two films out of, what, the 20 they announced, or, you know, the 8 they announced, that doesn't... we're going to be getting character-driven films in Civil War and in Avengers 2 and in... Black Panther, and so I don't. It doesn't really bother me. That's just. I mean, I obviously totally a personal opinion. I can see why that you'd want every Avengers movie to be very character driven, but
I'm not even like it can be plot driven, but yeah. I'm like nervous that it's just gonna be actiony, explosiony.
Oh yeah,
lots of superheroes banging on things.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's what I 100% expect. That will be what it is.
Yeah, and I'm like.
And
yeah,
as someone who used to bring out his 40 action figures to have their giant battle, I'm totally on board. So
except that like for me, there's a difference between doing that with action figures and watching 4 to 5 hours of movie.
Yeah, but I'm sure there'll be humor in there too, and I'm sure that,
yeah.
You know, like
also you know it is better because it is at least two movies, so there's hopefully enough time for them to actually have some plot and character.
Yeah, no, if it was one movie, I would actually be more worried.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm betting? I'm betting it will be like Harry Potter 7, where part 1 is more darker and character driven, and part 2 is just bombastic destruction.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing about Harry Potter, though, is that there are, like, lots of characters, but you only really have to know about 4.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going character there. I was just going with the tones.
Anyway.
Okay, but we need to wrap up. We went super long. We're so bad at doing this quickly. All right, so if you want to contact us, you can check us out on Twitter at SSJPod.
You can also email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com or check out our blog at smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com.
Yes, please rate us, review us, and subscribe to us on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you, comments, criticisms, thoughts on the podcast or on any of the shows. We have two-week break, and then I'm not sure if that's the winter finale for S.H.I.E.L.D. or not. They didn't say it, but... we're low on shows, I think, until we're going to get Agent Carter soon. So I'm excited for that.
All right. Have a marvelous day.
Yeah.